your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, chili heads and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy, and I got a Snickers bar in my mouth.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about movies, food, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Alright, this week we got a whole crew of people with us.
We got a slew of crew people.
That was good. just the rhyming I liked, I guess.
The slew of the crew in the loo, part two.
Back to our regular scheduled programming this week. We've been having a couple odd episodes, but this week we're going to do our normal shtick. But we've got a bunch of guests with us. Weezer is here today.
Hey, hey.
What up, Weezer?
How's it going?
Leviticus.
Sorry, I'm here.
He's here.
That was good.
Hi.
He has cough and now it's too
mid. Hey, everybody.
I'm good.
And we got a special guest, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hi.
Yes, speak louder than that, Larry. All right. This week we are doing a special thing tonight where we're going to do a pizza roll challenge.
No one really challenged us. We just kind of.
Well, no, it's not a challenge because I'm going to win.
Yes. Oh.
That's what
we're going to be.
I was going to take my time and enjoy the pizza rolls, but that's it.
It's all my time.
It's all now.
So to celebrate our 200 Facebook likes that people helped us get.
Thank you, viewers.
Thank you very much, peeps. We are going to congratulate you by filming a video of the Leviticus, Time of Two Stars, and Mattman eating 66 or about that number pizza rolls a piece.
Now,
the fastest,
give
but
or
we're
take,
gonna equal 200 pizza rolls.
I call extra pizza.
We're gonna try to do it in under 10 minutes.
So you can just imagine that each one of you is a pizza roll that is being eaten. Right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
We're gonna put you in our mouths.
We're gonna put you in our mouths.
Put you in our mouths.
The whole thing.
That's quite a thought.
So what is the most amount of pizza rolls you guys think you've ever eaten in one sitting? Larry, how about you? How many pizza rolls?
40?
You've eaten 40 pizza rolls in once.
Not even.
Maybe in a whole day. 20
in a day.
In a morning,
okay, one sitting.
Like breakfast, lunch, brunch, and dinner.
So like one sitting, you've eaten 20
second
breakfast.
Two toasts.
Second
breakfast.
11 Second seas?
They varied. There's like 40, 90.
Oh, probably
40. 40?
Or the smallest one.
I don't even want to answer anymore. Shoot.
How about you, Time of Two Stars?
I'm one sitting. I know I've eaten like 20.
Okay. Leviticus?
I can't tell you. I can't remember the last time I've even had any.
Man, you're missing out.
Oh, you're
Weezer?
He's going to cold.
I think, I'm pretty sure I've eaten a whole bag before, which is, I think there's 40 usually.
From 40,
a bag,
yeah, 35,
right?
40 something.
Yeah, I've definitely eaten a bag in one sitting.
Okay, I don't know how many I've eaten, but we're going to find out if I can eat 66 in under 10 minutes.
Yeah, we are.
So, that video will be dropping sometime this week. Keep an eye out for that. Or, this might come out after the video comes out. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it's going to be awesome.
In which case, that was great.
You guys did such a good job.
And tell you, I won.
Calm down.
All right. Food, glorious food.
Pizza pockets and ranch sauce.
All right, this week, I figured since it's winter, Wisconsin, we have some listeners in Wisconsin. It snowed in Wisconsin
today.
Snowing
up there in Wisconsin? Oh, that's quite good, don't you know?
You know, so it's getting cold. So I figured we'd start next couple months talking about wintry foods and stuff. So we're going to talk about Chile. What's a little penguin? Wasn't there a penguin like...
A penguin?
A penguin?
All right, Benedict. Calm down there, buddy.
How
Chili the Penguin. In
from
the,
I think you're right. No,
there's
it's
like
just...
an old cartoon.
I have no idea.
All right, Leviticus can look that up for us. Little Penguin guy.
Yeah,
little
Penguin guy.
I love chili.
Chili.
Yes.
Is it like a Mexican penguin? Because that's what I think of when
no,
I think
it's like chili, like it's called out penguin.
Chili Willy, I think his name is.
Yeah,
Chili Willy.
Boom.
He was a funny animal cartoon character. That's all I got.
Living in Alaska.
Oh.
He was on the Woody Woodpecker show.
Ah, there we go.
He can see Russia from his house.
I want to be able to see.
There's
Larry.
Hey, Larry.
All I'm coming up is wood burning stoves.
Okay, so
chili penguin wood burning.
You gotta stop using
the name. What's the first thing? What's the first thing that comes to mind when y'all think about chili?
Hot dogs.
Meat.
Hot dogs. Larry says hot dogs.
Grandma.
Meat.
My grandma.
Your grandma. Aww.
My grandma.
Did you eat your
grandma?
Grandma
meat.
That's weird. Lauren Bach. She served her meat.
Did grandma make chili?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Amazing chili.
Well, like, what did grandma put in the chili?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
That sounds terrible.
There's a shoe in this chili, grandma. It got bad after she got dementia, so.
But I will say that there's a competitor to grandma's chili.
Oh.
Okay.
And that is Weezer's magical wife made white chili. And it was probably the best chili I've ever had. No
white
joke.
Chicken chili?
Yeah.
Best
no
season.
Joke.
Best season.
We could even
for
pause for
white minute, chili.
Why did I get any chili?
Oh, because
I didn't get any either.
She
now,
we didn't.
Now that we're throwing this on the table. Why did I get any?
We put
chili?
It all. We put it all in the crock pot, and like then we just looked at it because it was almost overflowing. And we were like,
we gotta save this.
We gotta give some away. So she's like, let's see. I went outside and I looked to see if they were home, and I'm like, they're not home, but they might be by the time it's ready. And so she's like, do you guys want
to
chili?
So it pays to be Weezer's neighbor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it white chicken chili?
Yeah.
I love
white
chicken.
It was really,
chili.
Really good.
It's
a great day for some white chili.
I think for me, like, cold, because we always used to eat it all the time, cold. My mom would make a big pot, and she'd freeze it, and we'd just heat it up and eat it constantly. And then the other thing that comes to my mind is my dad, when he was a bachelor for a while, he would have Halloween parties and parties at his house, and he would make a huge pot of chili, and everybody would eat his chili. But, so...
Eat more chili.
What's your favorite kind of chili, y'all?
Chili con carne?
I'm going to go crazy and put beans in my chili. I know Sheldon might be like, that's not chili. But you know what? I like beans.
You like a bunch of different kinds of beans, kidney beans, pinto beans,
black beans,
black beans,
your mama's beans.
I love just regular red chili. I obviously we know that Leviticus loves white.
So what
chicken
is it? Just like
now.
Pick a color. It's like it looks pink. It's pink chili now.
I put some chocolate in some chili last time I made it.
Choco brown chili?
Nice.
Brown chili. Yeah.
Have you had chili with bacon in it?
No, that's amazing.
It's a whole new world.
You guys
now.
Didn't just see my eyes, but I just like fell in love with that idea.
Oh no, they saw it.
What were you gonna say,
they
Larry?
I don't know.
You were gonna say didn't
forgot.
Something.
Oh, I thought we did have chili that had bacon in it.
Once. Maybe. Bacon
Coney
chili.
Island?
That they put bacon in the chili?
Yeah, pretty good.
I don't know, but I love chili and Coney dogs, though.
Chili dogs. That's it right there. Boom. Segway. Chili dogs.
Chili dogs.
Amazing.
But, see, it's not a real chili dog if it has beans in it.
You're
like,
right. Yes, we
chili just that goes on fries or chili that goes on hot dogs gotta
nachos.
Be just meat chili.
So that might be another question. What is your favorite food with chili as a topping?
Yes. Mm. Hot dogs, chili dogs for me. How about you, Larry?
Hot dogs. Too.
Hot dogs.
Chili.
How about chili? How about chili?
Like chili cheese, chili cheese fries.
Oh,
cheese,
yeah.
Chili cheese fries.
Cheese chili cheese?
Yeah, cheese chili cheese.
I have actually had a chili cheese burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, those
yeah.
are pretty good.
Those are good. How about
just
you, Ethan?
Prepare for the mess.
So I really like chili cheese fries, but... I have had a baked potato with chili on it, and it's just so good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in Detroit, where I'm used to live, the big thing up there is the Coney Islands.
Yeah.
So you have the Detroit Coneys, and they put chili and onions in it. It is probably the best food of all time. Mm. So if you guys are just eating regular chili, Tommy Two Stars already said he likes beans in his chili.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys like all different kinds of beans in your chili too?
Yeah.
Beans.
I like it spicy too.
Meat. A little bit of heat.
Yeah, because with different beans comes different textures as well. Different.
Yeah, the smaller beans.
Different
bigger beans.
Different farts.
Do you like, I like it when they put different kinds of actual chilies in chili, too. Like, they put the poblanos in it, and the different peppers, and the jalapeno peppers, and even, I like a habanero in a chili every once in a while, too. It's really good.
I'm having chili pains.
But chili's great, because even when you, like, when you let it sit, and you put it in the fridge, the next day, you heat it, it's got a whole different flavor to it.
Yeah.
Because the flavors all kind of sink in, and everything else.
It's like the baking soda of food. It just absorbs everything in the freezer.
Hopefully not.
In a good way.
So we're talking about peppers and chili. What about like heatness levels? Do you guys like your chili really spicy or?
A little spice.
That's probably like, I'm not a big spicy guy. And that's...
You're Mexican.
I know. And I... Well, only quarter.
Hispanic.
I'm only quarter. I'm a quarter bean of a burrito. That's it. That's it. So,
next week, special guest, Donald Trump.
And why my cousins are deported. That chili is one of the things I actually do like pretty spicy. I think it's good.
I like the spice to creep up on me.
Yeah.
Like the 5-alarm type deal?
Yeah, like when...
I just thought of something I'll tell Sam in a minute. Go ahead.
When you're first eating, you're like, oh, you know, it's good. But by the end of it, you're like sweating. And you don't know how you got there.
Oh, yeah, it's kicking your butt.
I don't know about that.
I like a lot of spice. Like a lot.
Like a lot of spice.
Like a shotgun
really
to the face.
But you need milk.
Kick you in the teeth. Milk.
Like it's almost like you're snorting
milk.
The spice.
Put milk in the chili?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Why don't you put milk in the chili?
Mix it up.
It's creamy.
Yeah.
So what do you like? What do you like on your chili?
Like toppings?
Yeah.
See, that's a good question. Because, like,
sour
for
cream.
Me,
sour, yeah,
it just depends on the chili. Like, if the chili's really good, I won't put anything on.
So, let's do this. Build your perfect chili. What would you put on it?
On the toppings-wise?
Yeah.
Cheese, 50-50 cheese, like a shredded cheddar or something, and then maybe just some crackers. So, how about you, Larry?
Ice cream, a cherry, cream.
Chili sundaes. Tommy Two Stars over there drooling.
Not for the lactose intolerant.
Remind me not to eat your chili.
All right, Tommy. How about you, buddy?
Well, I want to have loads of cheese. I want that cheese to melt in there and just be a part of that chili. Fresh cut jalapenos right up in there.
Oh, really?
Fresh cut and then thrown in. Not like mixed so it's stewed with the chili.
Yeah.
Fresh cut.
Oh, that's going to kick your butt right there.
On the way out, too.
What's with all the poop talk tonight, Tommy?
That's what chili does to you.
There's no denying it.
Hot and top. You can't protect your butt, Rick. Sorry.
Is there a lot of sodomy on that show?
I know. That took a weird turn real fast.
Leviticus did the like a voice and it made me think of that voice. So alright, so Leviticus topics for chili.
Of course cheese. I mean cheese.
Like cheese or like cheese chili cheese.
Cheese chili.
Cheese chili
cheese.
Chili,
cheese,
yeah.
Cheese,
yeah. And
Whoa.
I love having, like, probably, I would probably put extra tomatoes in it.
Okay. Oh.
Diced tomatoes?
Yep. Extra tomatoes in it. Lots of
fresh
beans.
Fresh onions, too.
And
that. Fresh onions.
Spice, lots
you
of spice.
It. Filthy fat hobbits.
Sorry.
Princess, your chili's got onions in it. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I'm going to make you do that for me all the time now.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to be there.
Will you say you can't protect your butt in Gollum's voice?
All right. Here we go.
This counts protects your butt, Rick.
That really makes no sense to anyone but us. But I love it.
Okay,
alright. I was just gonna add sour cream.
That's well, yep.
What about you? What's up with
tennis? So, I actually like rice in my chili every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've had that, but it's really good. Bed of rice, chili, sour cream, pepper jack cheese,
yep.
Fritos.
Oh, almost making like a walking taco.
Yeah.
What type of rice? Like white rice or?
Fried rice.
Yeah,
Mexican rice, pilaf, or something.
I think I've had it both ways.
Mexican rice would be good.
I'm
not playing.
Good job.
Damn straight. That's why I'm here.
Quarter Mexican rice.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you.
For Mexican rice.
Hey, no problem.
So, real quarter Mexican hero.
Thank you for your Mexican rice.
You guys know I always like to get emotional when I'm talking about food.
Glorious.
So,
yeah.
I talked a little bit about my, like, chili memories of my dad and stuff.
Yeah.
Leviticus talked about his grandma. Do you guys have any, like, chili memories?
I do. So, in 1993, we had this huge blizzard that came through where we were living at the time, and our power went out. There was, like, 4 feet of snow outside, and we had a kerosene heater, and we had cans of chili. And so as a family, we gathered around the kerosene heater and made chili. And that was
that's
like
awesome.
That was like
that's
what we ate through the whole day without power.
Cool. That's super cool.
So,
that's
yeah.
a good story.
Huddled up for warmth, surviving on wholemeal chili. Hoping the next day will come.
We didn't have sour cream, so we milked the cat.
You can milk cats.
I have a tweezer. Can you milk me?
Larry, do you have any chili memories?
Not really.
And you're just like scarred for life right now.
I can blame meet the parents for that.
Alright, and then just like one more thing I thought of. What about like restaurants and fast food places? Like, what's like the best food you've had, the best chili you've had at like at a restaurant or fast food place? For me, I love Wendy's chili.
But I'm
I know
so
a lot of people dog
Wendy's
it because
chili.
They say they put the old meat in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the
stuff.
Scraps, that's what I hear.
But I've never gotten sick. I've eaten it a bunch. They serve little hot sauce packets if they put in it. It's so good, Tommy.
Their loaded fries with the chili on top is pretty good, though.
Okay.
When my wife and I went on a no-gluten, no-grain diet, and one of the few things we could have is chili and hot dogs, and that was like one of the normal things you could have. So literally 5 nights a week we would go to Wendy's and get a huge thing of chili and cut up some hot dogs and put it in. It was
nice.
Amazing. Yeah.
Their chili is so good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that sausage in your chili.
Sausage in your chili?
I don't know.
What just kind of sausage?
Made
like
me think
Italian
sausage?
Yes.
Italian
yes.
sausage might be good in chili.
Yeah.
I was trying to like segue to a non-dirty area. It's like,
I know.
Levi, do you have any like restaurants? Does Del Taco have chili?
Yes, they do. And they have chili cheese fries.
Sorry, I always do that. Levi, Inicus. The chili cheese fries. Does their chili have beans in it?
Yes, it does. It's really good. And that's where I was going.
Whatever this is.
Well,
this is good.
Exactly where you're going.
Whatever this is.
Thank you.
Tommy, you got any?
No. My mom used to just like sometimes just like make like soups and chilies for like the long haul and just sit in the freezer for months and months. Let's have a jar of chili.
And she locked me into the room and that's all she fed me.
Chili
for weeks on end.
Chili
she just sliding it under the door.
You're licking it off the floor.
Tommy's like,
more chili.
My precious.
Turning like a feral dog, apparently.
Wally's, a local barbecue place in Port Charlotte, they put pulled pork in their chili.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. It's really good.
I love Wally's.
Larry, you got anything else about chili or restaurants? Chili?
Maybe Coney Island.
Yeah, Coney Island, National Coney Island
yeah,
chili.
Yeah.
That is you cannot duplicate. I don't. You guys have probably never had National Coney Island, right? My wife threw me a 30th birthday party, and she knew that I liked National Coney Island chili so much that she had it shipped down here for me.
Wow.
And we made hot dogs for my birthday party.
I was there for that, wasn't I?
Yeah. And you probably, did you have the chili?
Mm-hmm, it was good.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it was really good.
It's the best hot dog chili ever. It's probably forged by angels in the...
It's a lot better when it's
one
made
chili
like,
to
right then and there
in
the kitchen.
One chili to
find
them.
One bean to find them.
One bean to cook it in the crock pot. Eat it, you fools.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings chili edition. Okay. All right. Chili is a delicious food.
Yes,
if you've never eaten chili before, make sure you make some chili now. You're going to want to. It's cold.
right now. Maybe 4 in the morning. Maybe Nantucket.
In
fact, just pause the podcast, go eat it, and then start it over so you can enjoy all the things we just said.
Yes.
I may want to add to your chili by the time you get to this point. Like, oh, I just hot dogs and coney. I'm just not everything.
Sunday, cherries and whipped cream.
Let's freeze it in the winter and skate on it.
Geek news.
Live.
Where did Morgan Freeman come from?
Daniel Radcliffe, guys. Harry Potter.
Don't write it down.
I know.
I was going to do a Morgan Freeman. Forget it. Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, go for it, man. I want to see Morgan Freeman now.
In the times when the geeks meet, weird things happen. Topics offhand. Chili. Who knows where they will go? Daniel Radcliffe.
Can you believe Daniel Radcliffe is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I can believe it.
Absolutely.
I like Daniel Radcliffe. I don't know if he deserves a star on the Hollywood
After
Walk
that
of
rap
Fame
he
yet.
Did, I think he deserves anything he wants.
That rap was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was
if
amazing.
You know what we're talking about, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, right? He was at Jimmy
so.
Fallon show, and
yeah.
He did like a rap with the alphabet, and it was pretty
awesome.
That.
That was
well, it was a famous rap, I don't remember what it was called, but yeah.
I think he deserves a star just for...
That rap?
Just for the rap?
No,
Harry Potter. Just for
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why, yeah, if anything.
What other movie?
What other movies?
Woman in Black?
Yeah, The Woman in Black.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
What do you guys think about the new movie he's going to be in?
Horns?
No, not Horns.
Oh, the
I
want to
see that.
Frankenstein movie?
That
looks
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah,
like, that
it
looks
does.
Really good. It looks
yeah.
Like a
never
good take on.
He just did something.
He's done some theater acting.
He's Igor. No, not Eeyore. Igor from Frankenstein. He's the guy with the hunchback.
Igor.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Igor.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait,
it's probably Igor.
Now I hope he gets a hump in the
his hump.
The movie.
His hump.
His lovely lady humps. Chakra. All right,
oh,
so I'm the only one who doesn't think he deserves a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
What's your big beef about it?
Larry doesn't think he deserves a star because he's only done Harry Potter. Like, I bet you
yes,
there's
those like $1 million.
But I bet you
though.
There's actors and celebrities who've been around for years and years who don't have stars in the Hall of Fame, and he does. Adam West just got his star like 3 years ago.
Who's Adam West?
Get out!
You told me, like, what movie he was in. I'll probably
he
was Batman.
He's Batman.
He was the Batman.
Batman 66.
The different, like...
The one that we watch on TV and the old Batman we've watched on TV, and they get the Joker, and they do the Pam, Bam, Boom, Pow.
When they have the little library, and it was all everything labeled.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's Adam West.
Oh, he's
old. Well, I mean, being the mayor of Quahog, it just weighs on
the no, it was color.
Oh.
It was color.
Wow.
I don't know. I like Daniel Radcliffe, and I like him as Harry Potter, but I just don't know if he... Not yet, I don't think.
A couple more movies.
So, yeah,
the
he's
the boy
star,
who
didn't
do good enough.
Put him back under the cover. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
A little bit more serious note. Something cool that happened last week. Daniel Fleetwood. Nobody knew this guy's name probably until last week. This is the famous #Force for Daniel. If you haven't heard about this, it's a really cool story where Daniel Fleetwood was like 32 years old, a Star Wars fan since he was 7 years old. Got diagnosed with some terminal disease.
Terminal lung cancer or something like
that. Yeah, about 2-3 months ago. They pretty much told him that he wasn't going to make it to Christmas. And being a huge Star Wars fan, the first thing he thought of is that he wasn't going to see Force Awakens. And he was super bummed out. And so his wife started a Twitter thing, #ForceForDaniel, to petition Disney to let him see it early. And so Mark Hamill got a hold of it. John Boyega, who is the new Finn, got a hold of it. And then eventually got to J.J. Abrams. It was got millions of hits on Twitter. And J.J. got a hold of him, and they gave him a special showing in his house.
Wow.
So he got to see an uncut version of it.
And probably a version that none of us will ever see. So it's like
probably
better.
Yep. And I guess three representatives from them probably came. They probably probably had it sealed up in a case and everything else. And
like the football, the president's football, it's like chained to J.J. Abrams' wrist.
Yeah, probably, right? They're probably super security around it.
Click,
so,
click.
So he got to watch the movie. I think they made him sign contracts
probably.
And stuff by him and his wife. But and he passed away about 2 or 3 days later, just like yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
It's a little sad.
Yeah.
But it's super cool because...
It's a really cool, like, heartwarming story. Like, you know, like, big companies usually hear things like, oh, they won't do anything for the little man. And they went out of their way to help this guy.
And it shows... Yeah. It shows that Disney still has a heart.
You're darn right they do.
And it's cool because this wouldn't have happened 20 years ago.
No.
Because there was no Twitter. So, I mean, the stuff that can happen now that people you can get in touch with is awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, because all the letters that we mailed in elementary never got to him.
Didn't go anywhere. Now you just go on there and...
Like, I got a signed autograph from Jim Carrey, but it wasn't real.
You don't think so?
It probably was, but it's like... It's like a personal letter. It's like, Jim Carrey did not write this letter.
I wrote a letter to Cecil Fielder, who was a baseball player. I think that's the only person I ever wrote a letter to. How about you? You ever write anybody, Weezer?
Yeah, I wrote a letter to King Griffey Jr.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did he write back?
Yeah, he gave me a signed picture.
That's sweet. Cecil gave me a signed picture. A car, baseball card.
It's I'm not Cecil Fielder.
It's all.
Did you really?
The
he
same.
He was a nice guy.
The only
the
letter
same,
I wrote.
The same baseball.
Hey, it's all the same.
The only letter I wrote to someone was probably Santa.
Santa?
That's what I was going to say.
And then I got like a printed.
Did he give me a signed picture?
Then I got like a printed letter.
Cole.
And then it was like.
Cole.
Yeah.
I got a letter from someone.
I didn't even write to anyone.
Oh,
someone wrote to me. I gave him an autographed photo. I didn't know what else to do.
To my number, I guess, one fan. Signed Larry.
Warwick Davis. You guys know who he is?
It's Willow.
Warwick Davis is Willow. He also played Wicket in Star Wars. He was a professor on Harry Potter. Larry and I went to go to Hollywood Studios to meet him in Star Wars, and we missed him. I had to get up at like 4 in the morning. I went to go stand in the line and it was too late. So Larry was really bummed out about it and disappointed. So I wrote Warwick and sent them his company an email, and they responded and they sent Larry an autographed picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent her a letter that said, sorry, I missed you all in Florida and everything else. And
oh, wow. That's
so
cool.
Yeah. It was cool.
Is it here?
Yeah, it's packed away somewhere. So, Tommy, you've never really wrote anybody?
Not that I can think of.
No. He wrote me on Facebook once.
It was special.
Very special.
Hashtag.
I wrote this guy. I wrote this guy in prison for like a year. He got weird.
Yeah, he sent me pictures.
Turn on over Charlie Manson. All right, Star Wars.
I didn't give
Star
him
Wars
my address
stuff,
either.
Man.
Yeah.
Just...
He hand delivered them.
More Star Wars stuff. Individual posters came out. So they had the main poster come out, and we talked about a couple weeks ago. Now they have individual posters come out, a whole set of them. One was like Harrison Ford, and it says "The Scoundrel" on it, and it's got him with like close up his face and a gun.
Not the scruffy nerfer.
They have one of Princess Leia, who now J.J. Abrams said her new title is General Leia.
Yeah, she's not a princess anymore.
Because she's not a princess anymore, which is cool. Spoilers. Close up of her face. Finn, who's John Boyega, the stormtrooper, close up of his face holding the lightsaber. And then the girl, who I always forget what her name is.
So still no Luke.
Still no Luke. Still no Luke.
They want it to be a mystery. They want it. They want people.
Yeah,
to
there's
yeah,
more spoilers out there and articles talking about him more, and I just didn't click
on. Who's
off.
Playing Luke? Like the young Luke?
No, there's not a young Luke. It's just the old. It's just old Luke.
Is it good? Okay, so in the movie, is it gonna go from like the flashback?
We haven't seen it.
No, it's it's flat. It's flash forward.
The only person who has, you can't ask him.
You can't.
It's a flash forward, like 30 years. So they're all old and grown up. So people are saying that it's probably going to be about their kids. Can you smell those pizza rolls?
I am now.
Man. All right. We got pizza rolls cooking in the back. Our personal chef is making them for us.
The best chef.
So did you guys see these posters?
No,
yes, I have.
I thought they were super cool. If you see them for sale, I think they look sweet in my game room. Christmas.
Make your giant blanket.
So expensive, though.
No, they'll just be regular poster price, too. Unless you get them framed or something.
$7?
Yeah.
That's
like
Target?
Expensive.
That's...
Yeah.
But for, like, a pretty new... it's not expensive.
$7?
You can buy a cheeseburger at McDonald's for $1. Why am I going to buy a poster?
It's like the, like, important, like...
It's okay.
I say, like, a lot.
Alright.
Poster.
Beautiful movie posters. Amazing.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? We are the deep fried geeks.
I would probably pay. What's the most you would pay for one of those? I would
probably
pay like $20 for one.
$30, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd buy a $30 Star Wars poster.
If it's like 6 feet, I'd pay.
It would have to be framed already.
Yeah.
And everything.
I'd have to have like Mark Hamill on it looking beautiful.
But he's not in it.
He is. We just don't know what capacity yet. He's Chewbacca. He turned into Chewbacca. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
He's like
the Joker's in this movie.
He's like a terrible Yoda.
He's got a cane. Yeah. He's talking all backwards.
Yoda. Yoda doesn't have a robot hand. What's going on in this movie?
More Star Wars. Kind of.
It's like it's a remake of The New Hope. So
yeah.
It's like Finn is the brother to what's her name. That would just be weird.
That would be
very weird.
And then Luke is Yoda.
Aunt Beru just comes up and is like, we adopted a son.
And then it turns out that Finn is really Spider-Man, because Disney's like, you wanted your black Spider-Man, here he is in Star Wars.
What?
We teamed up with Sony and put Spider-Man in Star Wars.
You just like blew one fan's mind.
Best thing ever.
Best movie ever. Can't wait till this comes out. Must hashtag everything they say.
When Star Wars comes out, X-Men Apocalypse. Apocalypse trailer is going to premiere.
Oh my gosh,
it's going to
be awesome.
Like zombie X-Men?
That would be awesome.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
That's a good thought process.
Yeah.
No, Apocalypse is the name of a villain.
He's the very first mutant.
He's the very good description. He's the very first mutant, all powerful. He can absorb other people's powers and stuff, if I remember right, too.
And he manipulates
DNA. A zombie Wolverine.
A zombie Wolverine?
You can't protect the city, Magneto!
You can't protect him from your wheelchair, Charles!
They had a line of comics called Marvel Zombies.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'll have to look it up and I'll show it to you.
Like Ash from Evil Dead, like Father. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know who was in that. Basically, what happens is Reed Richards creates a portal. Something happens. He's trying to save somebody. He creates a portal and they go into alternate universe and it's Marvel Zombies universe.
Yeah.
And basically the storyline of it. I read like the first episode of the first edition of it. That's it.
It's pretty crazy.
It's good. But X-Men Apocalypse is going to be super cool. Jubilee is going to be in it. Psylocke is going to be in it.
When are we going to get our Gambit?
That's
still on hold.
It's so up and down. Like,
yeah.
Channing Tatum was really pushing for Gambit. They came on, announced it, everything else. Then they said that Channing Tatum was out. And now he's back in, but now they lost their
director
is out. So I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I hope it happens. I love Gambit. Gambit's
just,
one of my favorite.
Let's just combine them. Have Magic Gambit. He just strips and throws cards. Problem solved.
It took me a minute.
Yeah, it took me too.
All the middle-aged women will go see it. All the comic fans will go see it.
Did you guys like the Gambit that was in the X-Men Origins movie?
I did. It was just too short.
Yeah, he was barely in it. Though.
Yeah, he was.
And you didn't get to see, like, he didn't even fight. And there was a fight scene right after that, I thought.
After they meet
up with him. So.
I thought he fought him. Didn't he fight Wolverine a little bit? Like, in an alley or something?
He flung down and went boom with the snap.
He didn't throw cards.
Oh, I don't remember.
Trust me.
You remember?
To me, like, I would love to see a Gambit movie where it's set in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's, the shoot in New Orleans and him fighting in the streets, you know, like origins of him being a thief growing up. Like, that would be, if they had picked the right director and didn't try to make it like a superhero movie, it would be a beautiful movie. And a story of him being a thief and a mutant and being an outcast and coming up and then ending right when he's starting to go into the X-Men. I think that would be sweet.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that would be.
Like a Storm movie. I think that'd be a good, like, doing a Storm
movie.
Origins movie. Would be the same type of thing where she's just, like, in Africa.
Because they could make spin-off movies like that, like Storm in Africa and getting her...
That's where she was from!
Yeah, it is. And her getting the red wall collapsed on her.
Plane crash and then her going orphan and becoming a thief.
They could branch off and do all these movies and make them not
That's
like
just how you become an X-Men. That's part of the rules.
You're a thief.
Well,
Oliver, a thief.
Gambit's first comic introduction was in a Storm themed comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blue Man.
That's all I got for geek news.
Tune in.
Creed's coming out next week.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Not
that
Creed major.
They're making a comeback.
The songs are
century under.
You're getting into Pearl Jam territory. Pull it back.
Keep calm and geek on.
Did we literally just end right there?
Yeah. What?
That's it? I was like, all right, you guys, we're done talking to you. Keep on.
I love ending on a laugh.
Okay.
I mean, we can.
Okay,
we can.
Let's. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Keep calm and geek on.